Now, today, the Irish Film Institute have released footage online of All-Ireland finals from the 1940s, 50s and 60s. Great moments of nostalgia for hurling and football fans, and various counties who haven't won anything in a long time can go on to the site and relive former glories and get a little hit from that. Anne-Marie Gray, who works in the IFI, joins us to tell us more, and her dad is on as well, Jimmy. And Jimmy was a goalkeeper for Dublin in the 1961 final, hurling final, and he's on the line as well. How you doing, Anne-Marie?
Hi, Ray. How are you doing?
Good. How you doing, Jimmy? Hello, Jimmy.
Hello.
How are you, Jimmy?
I'm all right, yeah.
Good.
I can barely hear you.
Oh, you can barely... We'll try and fix that, Jimmy, and we'll talk to Anne-Marie and we'll try and sort that out. So, Anne-Marie, tell us about this footage.
Well, the footage, gosh, how it came about was that, you know, the Film Institute's been around since the early 1940, and in 1947 they had the idea of doing a quick clip of filming the football final that was in New York that year.
Yeah.
And it was a tremendous success, and it used to play in front of, you know, in the cinemas before the main feature, and so they continued to do it every year after that for both the hurling and the football up to the late 60s. And so that footage had always been in our archive, because we have the Irish Film Archive as well. And so it had been there for donkey's years, a very popular part of our collection, probably one of the most requested parts of our collection for people to gain access to. So then about 10 years ago, we released some of it on DVD, and that was also tremendously successful. But I'm afraid the day of DVDs has possibly gone.
I think definitely gone.
Yes. We hang in a bit. There's still, you know, one or two people.
Yes, yeah.
But so I suppose even over the summer, like now that we're all, like, we were closed and everyone's doing things virtually, and, you know, we launched our player a couple of years ago. I think you might have done a piece on the advertising collection that we did.
Yeah.
And so we just took, you know, this time to go to the to do another big release. So so that's why that's now online.
And some of them people wouldn't have seen in colour before. Tell us about that.
That's right. Well, I think both the hurling and the football were in black and white until, I think, 58 or 59.
Okay.
And then after that, they were in colour. But and I think RTE were filming at that time, but it was still in black and white.
Uh-huh.
So it was... and I think when you watch the footage, you can certainly... It's definitely interesting to watch the black and white, but for me, it became really vibrant and real, I suppose, when you see it in colour. Yeah.
And like, there was no such thing as health and safety in Crow Park.
I know.
78,000 people. Like, it was just amazing.
And you watch, like, they're all sitting on the stands or sitting around the sidelines. And I can't remember which year it was. I think it might have been the 63 hurling final or 53. But you see there are crowds of people having to be directed onto the sidelines as well. But even, you know, they're certainly squashed in there.
And then the pitch invasions at the end of it as well. That wouldn't be allowed either.
Yeah. Well, not allowed anymore.
No.
Actually, you know, so you kind of go, oh, gosh, yes, they've been done away with the last few years. But yeah. And I also think, you know, it's also like how the games were started. So you'd see the Archbishop throwing the ball in and then running like the clappers off
to
the
get
pitch.
Off
I mean, I don't think you could become an Archbishop of Cashel if you couldn't run very fast.
and then everybody had to kiss his ring before the match started.
That's right,
which is very odd.
Yeah. I know the Dublin footage probably more than the others
because there's
for
a connection.
My own interest,
my
connection. But I think, you see Kevin Heffernan in the 1958 final, you know, going down on his knee and kissing the ring for the Archbishop. Very different times.
So, Jimmy, you were in goals for Dublin hurling in 1961. Did you win?
Oh, no.
Hello, Jimmy. No, we've lost Jimmy there now. He can't hear us.
Sorry
about that. Because you're in different houses. You're in different houses.
We are. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what age is your dad?
He's 90.
Right.
Yeah. So he was in goal in 1961. Yeah.
And they lost by a point to Tipperary. So maybe that's he's not talking to me for asking that question. I apologize.
I know. He's still heartbroken.
Yes. And when was the last time Dublin won a hurling final? Do you know?
Oh gosh, one. Yeah. God, I think that was back in the 1930s.
Rosas, yeah.
Yeah. So it's like the 1961 hurling was the last time they were in a final, in an All Ireland hurling final.
It's amazing footage. So all the packages are around, is it 10 minutes? They're sort of highlights packages.
Yeah. So unfortunately, you're not going to get complete matches because the guys who were filming only had about like one camera, and so he'd kind of film a minute and have to reload and then go and film another bit. So yeah, they're all about 10 minutes long, and they have, you know, some of the matches have, you know, a bit of the minor matches. Yeah. They'd have, you know, a bit of crowds coming up. You know, the Naas Road, that's like one lane. And you know, and that's
some nice colour pieces around it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. And it's from a social history point of view, it's also fascinating.
Yeah. And just to look at the faces in the crowd, it's a delight. It's, you could get lost in there. ifiplayer.ie/GAA. And it's, you have more hurling than football.
We have some of the football finals, but we just haven't yet. They're not up yet. And hopefully in the future they will be. Yeah.
We played the introduction there to the 1951 football final. That was the last time Mayo won.
And
Liam O'Reilly's been on to us to say that Paddy Pendergast, full back on the Mayo team of 1951, is still hale and hearty and living in Tralee. We spoke to him a few years ago about the curse. He was a lovely man. So best wishes to Paddy down there in Tralee. And I think you're going to be inundated with this. It's just such a beautiful thing, such a wonderful thing.
It is. Yeah. You'll lose a couple of hours anyway.
Yeah, well, yeah, productive hours, I think. You know, it's better than watching TikTok. Or maybe it's TikTok for an older audience.
Or Away, whatever it was you're watching on Netflix.
Right, Anne-Marie, thanks for taking our call. Thank you.
No worries. Bye, thank you. Take care.
And you can watch those on the IFI player.ie/GAA.